everyone. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum, children, and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Sugar, 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 sugar. Sugar, 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 sugar. صيما وسبح الله كل يوم. صلي التراويح وتشكر الله بالصوم. Sugar, صيما وسبح الله كل يوم. صلي التراويح وتشكر الله بالصوم. Sugar, 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 sugar. شوقه صيمة وتقرأ قرآن كل يوم ترتل تجويت وتحمد الله بالصوم شوقه صيمة وتقرأ قرآن كل يوم ترتل تجويت وتحمد الله بالصوم شوقه 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 صيمة وتستغفر الله كل يوم منيبة مطيعة وتراقب الله بالصوم شوقه صايمة وتستغفر الله كل يوم منيبة مطيعة وتراقب الله بالصوم شوقه 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 شوقه.
Let's read a story. This one is called The Thirsty Crow. One hot day, a thirsty crow fell all over the fields. He was looking for water. For a long time, she couldn't find any. She flew and flew and looked, but eventually, she felt very weak and almost giving up hope. Suddenly, she saw a water jug below her. She flew straight down to see if there was any water inside. Yes, finally! She could see some water inside the jug. The crow tried to push her head into it, but sadly, she found the neck of the jug was too narrow. So she decided to put the jug down for the water to flow out. But the jug was too heavy. The crow thought hard for a while. Then looking around her, she saw some pebbles. Suddenly, she had a good idea. She started picking up the pebbles one by one, dropping them into the jug. And as more pebbles filled the jug, the water level kept on rising. Soon, it was high enough for the crow to drink. Her plan had worked. Alhamdulillah. You see, butterflies, if you try and try and try again, eventually you may find an answer to your problem. Children, let's go for a break.
Oh Allah, have mercy on us old. Oh Allah, you are our Rahman. Inshallah, Jannah will be our home. Inshallah, paradise is our return. Our deen Islam lies in our heart. The ways of Allah is the way to paradise. Ya Islam, Ya Quran, give me strength and iman. Oh Allah, have mercy on us all. Oh Allah, you are our Rahman. Inshallah, Jannah will be our home. Inshallah, paradise is our return. Our deen Islam lies in our minds. The ways of Rasul, a beacon of light. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, have mercy on his soul.
Oh Allah, have mercy on our souls. Oh Allah, you are Rahman.
it cleans our hearts when we read the Quran. Read the Quran to have good iman.
This one is called the crackpot. Once upon a time, there was a water bearer in India who had two large pots, each one hung on the end of a pole which he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, and the other was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house. The crackpot would only arrive half full. 2 years went on, and daily the bearer delivered 1.5 pots of water to his master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was always proud of his accomplishments, perfect to end the day with a perfect pot of water. The crackpot was ashamed because half the water would always fall out. After 2 years of what seemed like failure, he said to the water bearer one day, "I am a crackpot. I am ashamed and want to apologize." "But why?" asked the bearer. "What are you ashamed of? I have been able for these past 2 years only to deliver half my water because of the crack on the side. Because of my flaws, you have to do all this work, and you don't get any value from your efforts." The water bearer felt sorry for the cracked old pot and said, "As we return to the master's house, I want you to see the beautiful flowers along the path." Indeed, as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful flowers on the side of the path. This cheered him up a little bit, but at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it leaked out half the water. And so again, it apologized to the bearer. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice the flowers were only on your side of the path and not on the full pot side? Do you know why? Because of your flaw, I planted flower seeds on your side. So every day when we walk back, you've watered them. For 2 years, I've been able to beautify my master's table by picking up the beautiful flowers. Without you, he wouldn't have had this beauty to grace his house. You see, children, each of us has flaws. None of us are perfect. But it's these cracks and these flaws that make our lives so interesting and so rewarding. All we have to do is look for the good in everybody. And when we do this, Allah will be happy with us. Let's go for a quick break."
Tera naam hai ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. In my every heartbeat lies your name, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. Most gracious, most high is thy name, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. My Lord, you, O Allah, your splendor and grace is endless, my Allah. Your highness, your majesty, most grandiose, my Allah. Forgive me, my master, forgive me, my master, most noble, most high. Your praises are endless, your mercy is priceless, your nobleness and highness are never matched in likeness. Forgive me, my Allah, my Allah, my Allah, for I am a sinner, ungrateful and proud. You freed me from darkness and showed me the light. You freed me from darkness and guide me aright. Your mercy is endless, your bounty sublime. You are our Creator, our nourisher, sustainer. You are our cherisher, most loving and kind. Forgive us, your highness, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh little ant and blue whale, oh butterfly and buzzy bee, have you thanked your Lord? Oh Allah, oh Allah, save me, oh save me from the fires of wrath. Save me, oh save me, Jahannam, Jahannam. Lead me to Jannah with your love and grace. Lead me to Jannah with your love and grace. Lead me to Jannah, an everlasting place. Mera dil ka har darshan tera naam hai, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliko, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.